Okay, so today's learning of Mishnah Berurah Yomi, we're talking about two practical halachas that relate to Shnayim Mikravecha Targum. And the first one is whether or not a person should be mekayim the mitzvah and the obligation of Shnayim Mikravecha Targum during Kriyas HaTorah. So the source of this halacha is in Shulchan Aruch Reish Pei Hei Si'if Ches. And the Mishnah Berurah has a discussion about this, but bottom line, there is a machlokes whether or not a person is allowed to read Shnayim Mikravecha Targum during Kriyas HaTorah when he's reading a different section in the parsha than the section the Baal Keirah is reading. So Baal Keirah is up to one place in the parsha and he's a little bit behind, a little bit ahead. He's doing Shnayim Mikra. Is that permissible or not? It's a machlokes. The Mordechai, quoted by the Mechaber in Siman Kuf Mem Vav, is Mekel. And he says that you're allowed to do this. Why? Because at the end of the day, he is involved in the same topic as the Baal Keirah, if not the exact same pasuk, but the same parsha, and therefore it's okay. However, others disagree. The Pri Chadash, the Magen Avram, and Kuf Mem Vav, quoting the Shla HaKadosh, they are stringent. And they say you should not be leaning Shnayim Mikra during Kriyas HaTorah when you're not doing it in tandem with the Baal Keirah, you're doing your own thing. If you're doing your own thing, you're not up to the exact same place as the Baal Keirah. It's not to be done. How do we paskin? So the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Pei Hei says that l'chatchila, we don't allow this. We say that it's not proper to do this. Rather, you should be listening to the words being read by the Baal Keirah. And therefore, if you're not doing Shnayim Mikra in tandem with the Baal Keirah, you should not be doing it. However, says the Magen Avraham, in Siman Kuf Mem Vav, you may fulfill the mandate of Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum if you read along with the Baal Keirah as he's leaning. And other rabbis, some say that there is a benefit and it's praiseworthy to do this. So bottom line, what the Mishnah Berurah seems to paskin l'halacha is that to do Shnayim Mikra during Kriyas HaTorah depends. If you're doing it in a different place than the Baal Keirah is holding l'chatchila, you should avoid it. It's a machlekes whether it's okay, but we generally say better to listen to the words of the Baal Keirah. However, if you're reading along with the Baal Keirah quietly, so you're not disturbing anyone, you're just quietly reading along and doing the Mikra together with him and saying that this would be one of your times of Shnayim Mikra, then it's okay. Likewise, the Mishnah Berurah, you're allowed to do Shnayim Mikra between aliyahs. So, Bein Gavra L'Gavra, you're allowed to do Shnayim Mikra. That is the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah, both in Kuf Mem Vav, Sif Katan Tes Vav, and over here in Kuf Pei Hei, Sif Katan Yod Dalet. So that's the first halacha regarding Shnayim Mikra being fulfilled during Kriyas HaTorah. What about fulfilling Shnayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum at night? Is that okay or is that not okay? The Berhetev in Simon Rish Lamed Ches Sifkat and Beis quotes the Arizal as saying that l'chatchila a person should avoid learning Torah, Tanakh, at night. So Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim should be avoided during nighttime. Why? Because they represent Din. It's Torah Shpiksav is Din and Laila is Din. It's a dangerous tandem. Be that as it may, there is an Indian to avoid doing Tanakh at night, and therefore, says the Berhetev, you should try not to reach Shnayim Mikra at night. The exception, says the Ben Ishchai, is on Friday night. Friday night this doesn't apply, there's danger, and therefore you don't have to worry about it on Friday night. You could do Shnayim Mikra on Friday night. Some Paiskim extend that to Thursday night. Some say the Machzik Bracha says in the name of the Rosh Hashanah that it's even a Maila, it's a benefit, it's praiseworthy to do Shnayim Mikra on Thursday night specifically. So bottom line, what we have is an Indian to avoid Tanakh at night, and therefore Shnayim Mikra would be avoided at night because it's Din. However, Friday night, it doesn't apply, according to many Paiskim, and also some Paiskim say that Thursday night doesn't have this issue. Now, the whole issue is an avoidance. It's not an Isser Gomor. It's prohibited to do Shnayim Mikra at night, but it's an avoidance. However, the Yisoid V'Sherish HaAvoda writes that even though we're saying that there is a reason to hesitate and to be reluctant to do Shnayim Mikra at night, that's not applicable if you're doing Shnayim Mikra with the commentary such as Rashi. That means if you're doing it with Rashi and that becomes more of a limud, then the restriction doesn't apply and you could do Shnayim Mikra at night because that's already Torah Shebaal Peh oriented. So if you're doing Shnayim Mikra with Rashi, it's okay at night, says the Shevash Shavayda. If you're doing it with targum, then it should be avoided if you're doing it at night. Bottom line, there is a mila to avoid doing Tanakh, learning Tanakh at night. Beretiv brings this down in Rish Lamed Ches. Based on this, Shnai Mikro, really, if you're doing it with targum, is better to be done during the day rather than at night. However, Friday night doesn't apply. Some say Thursday night it doesn't apply. And if you're doing it with Rashi, you really don't have to worry about it.